Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch. Mwah!
Welcome back. These are just a few of our Brain Trust members who found out we were celebrating our 20th anniversary. They wanted to weigh in. As Jimmy Durante said, everybody wants to get into the act. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary. And one of the people we're doing it with is we would not do it without her. We actually thought about, you know, moving everything around if it took that to get Grace Marie Turner back on the show. She's the president of the Galen Institute, founding member of the Consensus Group, co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, and the absolute galactic guru on Main Street market-based healthcare public policy. She's our good friend and our dear friend and one of my heroes, Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back.
So, Jim, it's such a pleasure to be with you on your 20th anniversary. You have really not only taught hundreds of thousands, probably millions of small businesses around the country how to evolve with changing the market, but you have also lived that. The fact that you were on the Internet when almost nobody else was but saw this as the future, I think really shows your what a visionary you are and how much you live. You practice what you preach. Practice what your Brain Trust preaches.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Grace Marie, and you've done it too. We've all, you know, let me put it this way. If you're still drawing breath as any kind of a leader of an organization today, you've learned how to adapt, haven't you?
That's right.
And many of our, and all of our, everybody out there in business, everybody, what she just said about me, folks, she's talking about you, because if you're still opening, turning the key in the front door of your business, you learn how to adapt as well. So, Grace Marie, talking about adapting, I feel like I need to put a neck brace on over how Congress, how the Republicans have dealt with health care this year. I don't know whether we're coming or going. I don't know whether we're washing or hanging out. I don't know if we're fishing or cutting bait. Where are we?
Well, first of all, remember they did get repeal and replace legislation through the House. In the Senate, it was stopped by three senators.
Yep. Rand Paul, McCain.
Rand Paul, Murkowski of Alaska. It wasn't, I mean, there are 49 senators who really want to do this, Republican senators.
Mm-hmm.
It's three recalcitrant senators that are really gumming things up. But we are not giving up. First of all, there are some things happening through administrative access through the Trump administration. And they're going to come back to Obamacare early next year. They have to. They do not want to go to the voters saying, oh, sorry, this was just too hard. We couldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, on that number, they may be waited too long, though, because there were some things that are going on in different Senate seats out there that could, they might not have a majority a year from now.
Yeah, I think they are worried about that, which is why they're going to be ever more motivated to make sure people have relief. And they really, really wanted to get legislation through so that people wouldn't see the huge premium increases that they are seeing right now for next year.
That's exactly right. No, they fumbled it. They completely fumbled it. So, but there's good news that I want you to tell us about. So there's a form of health care reform that you and I started talking about more than a dozen years ago, probably. And I want you to tell us about that. There's some progress on this.
I think we probably were talking about that on the first show, Jim.
We may
Association Health Plan. Senator Enzi from Wyoming was one of the people leading the charge to pass legislation so that businesses could pool together to be able to get a bigger, better buying power across state lines to have the same sort of purchasing power that big companies do. Well, Congress could never get that through. But the Trump administration, using several different tools, possibly even some of the authority in Obamacare, is going to create the pathway for association health plans.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to.
So how? So the Association of Health Plans is where, like, chambers of commerce across a region could join together, put their members together under one kind of a plan, and then get the group discount and let their members have it.
Absolutely, truckers associations, small construction,
and across state lines too, right?
Yes, just like
this. See, this reminds me of what was it? Was it 06 or 07 that the NZ bill was we were trying to get it passed?
And
AARP, AARP, yeah. And but it actually was a big vote back in like 06 or 07, I think. And AARP and Senator Kennedy, basically the two of them killed it.
Yes, that's right. And it, once again, it shows how a few senators can kill a good idea. But if it's an idea they've been talking about ever since the Republicans lost their majority in 2006, so they couldn't go back at it. Certainly,
right.
President Obama was never going to sign any association health plan legislation. And so now the administration has, as President Trump has said to his agencies, figure out how to do this. Figure out what the...
So he's doing this as an executive order kind of thing?
Yes, correct.
So does that mean that it's in a, on the like some of Obama's House of Cards moves?
Well, it could be. It's an executive order, but one of the difference is that Obama did executive orders without the authority of law. He continually violated what the law said.
And the courts kept slapping him down.
They are only going to do this with legal authority, and their analyses show that there is legal authority for the administration to create this pathway.
This is huge. The
Affordable Care Act says 2,000 times the secretary shall. They gave the Secretary of Health and Human Services enormous power.
Wow.
Well, we need to use some of that ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Make it an actual regulation, not just guidance, not just a memo. Sometimes they did it, the Obama administration, just business with just memos, but through actual rules.
Well,
it's hard to undo, especially after you get millions of people on these
assessments. Will the product be a regular group plan? Will it be offered to health savings accounts?
They can have a thousand choices. It's just the pathway for people to be able to pick what do you want, what kind, and probably there will be a multiple plan.
Grace Marie, when this happens, I got to go to a break. When this happens, if it happens, it will be a watershed moment for health care reform.
Absolutely.
I said back in those days when you and I were talking about this, if we could have gotten the NZ bill passed back in the last decade, there would never have been any appetite for Obamacare.
And there's more to that executive order.
And we're going to talk about that when we come back with our good friend and the world's expert on this topic, Grace Marie Turner, Galen.org. Don't forget to check out the website, Galen, GALEN.org. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.